Yeah, very frustrating. Obviously, we had a lot of momentum at that point, and just didn't get it done. And I need to do a better job. Obviously, finishing that drive off, but you know, there's some things that mechanically running the offense that I need to do a better job of, and that'll come. You know, especially if. Get some reps and stuff in practice like that. So, you know, it was good, but, you know, overall, I'm, you know, proud of the guys for, you know, having my back and making plays and still fighting.
If Aaron isn't able to go next week, do you anticipate being the starter?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know if anyone's really thinking about the plan right at this second. I know it's a quick turnaround this week, obviously, with the Thanksgiving game. But, you know, we'll see. I'm sure we'll know more tomorrow. This one kind of hurts for sure.
Mechanically, did it feel like old times? Play calls in your ear, seamless, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I spent 4 years here. You know, I grew so much in those first 4 years. You know, as a quarterback, I just feel comfortable in this offense, comfortable with the guys here. And, it did seem, you know, kind of like old times a little bit. But, you know, there's some things that, you know, I kind of got the play call and wasn't exactly sure where people were going to be and things like that. So, you know, just stuff I got to get cleaned up from offensive mechanics standpoint.
Would you say that was a difference with this team when you first got in, just your comfort level with the offense? What was the difference when you got in and led the drives for a couple of scores?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, everyone just started making plays. And it wasn't just because of me out there. You know, guys were getting open, guys were making plays, guys were blocking, running, and everything like that. And you know, it's one of those things. I think we kind of fed off, you know, Eddie a little bit too. You know, he was running his tail off. You know, I think only been here for 2 weeks, but you know, seeing him run, it's fun. I think it gets the guys rolling.
On that third down play in the goal line, sure, at the time was it just too much of a man in your face early?
Yeah, a little bit. Wasn't exactly what angle Jordy was going to come out. And he came out flat, and you know, I just getting the reps with Jordy. I was set to throw it a little bit higher than he was. You know, I could have maybe at the last minute tried to stick it in there, but I didn't want to take any chances when we're down there. I knew we needed to come away with points. I didn't want to make a throw that I wasn't 100%, you know, sure about. So,
Matt, when you come in like that, you probably feel like you need to give them a spark. Your offensively, you think we're stagnant for a little bit. How do you do that? How do you spark the offense coming in like that?
No, I don't think you can go with the mindset like, all right, we need a spark here. Just play within the system, play with high energy, be confident in the huddle, and just play with it. Just play the play. Don't try to do anything special. Don't try to chunk it 50 yards down the field just because you think we need a spark. Well, it was in the system, and you saw that a lot. There was a lot of, you know, check down short passes where, you know, get the ball in the guy's hands and let him run. And, you know, people just start getting energy and feeding off that.
Did you kind of mixed emotions right now because you were able to lead the team back and get to overtime and then the end of the time?
I don't know how many mixed emotions there are. You know, I'm frustrated and disappointed. You know, I think we all can agree that we needed that win. And but, you know, season's not over. Still, everything's out in front of us. We just need to start winning games and start getting on a roll. But proud of the way the guys fought today. We just didn't do a good enough job finishing.
I guess what was your biggest challenge? Obviously, you know, some of the plays are the same. You said a lot of stuff in the run games changed up. What was your biggest challenge out there today?
Biggest challenge was just the mechanics of getting everyone in the right spot, knowing exactly where everyone was going to be and things like that. I think especially we were doing a good amount of no huddle and things like that. So, you know, I think mentally it was the biggest challenge for me.
How did it feel running back out there after a year and a half?
Away? Yeah, it felt great. You know, it was a warm welcome from the fans. And, this place has always felt like, my first home. And, I was just comfortable to be out there, and a lot of familiar faces, you know, familiar playbook, and it was a certain a high amount of comfort level there.
Matt, can you take us on the sideline when you got that first indication you're going in the game, or what Mike, I guess, came up and said to you halftime?
Yeah. No, nothing was said at halftime. Offense was coming off the field, and I was just, you know, walking back to the huddle to look at the cards, and Aaron said, Aaron came up and said, get loose, you might be going in. And so I just started getting warm, and then Tom Clements, OC, came up and said, you know, when we get the ball back, it's yours. So that was kind of when it was, and you know, it wasn't a whole lot of time to just think about it and sit there, but you just, it's a job. That's your job. You go in there and, you know, try to execute.
Seemed like there was no doubt in your mind you were going to lead him back out of that hole.
Yeah, I had no doubt. Looking in the guy's eyes in the huddle, I don't think there was any doubt. And especially when we started making some plays, I think that, you know, kind of hyped up the sideline, hyped up the guys, and we just felt like we couldn't be stopped. You know, and that's how you got to go about it. That's your mentality you have to have. So I'm proud of the guys for fighting, but just got to finish.
Did Mike say you're the quarterback going into Detroit on Thursday?
No, I hadn't said anything to me. I'm sure. You know, I know it's a short week, but I'm sure we hadn't moved on yet. You got to think about, you know, things we did and things we need to improve on here.
You talk about finishing plays. What one or two plays stand out that will haunt you the most?
Some of the plays in overtime where, you know, I just mine went blank on a route, and I thought, you know, there's one play I thought Jordy had one route, and it was really James who had it, and I had to roll out and throw it away. That first drive, when I was in there, I was rushing my feet. I was kind of excited to get in there, so I kind of rushed my feet and made some low throws, which were very poor. There's a couple things that I'll probably lose sleep over tonight, but it's that's football. You know, that's part of the game. You know, you got to go and watch what you did and watch why you did it, and try to improve and try not to let it happen again. But it's going to be a challenge to kind of take a step back and look at the positives.
What's your take on how this ended? I mean, you go in, you're down 16, mm-hmm. You at least come out with a tie. I mean, is that a win per se?
No, I don't think it's a win. I don't think anybody in this locker room would say that, hey, that's, you know, moral victory or anything like that. We, you know, when we were down, you know, however many we were, I don't think there was any doubt in that offensive huddle that we were going to win the game. And we had our chances, obviously. We had the chances. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, once you get over the sting of not finishing and not doing what you need to do and winning the game, you can take a step back, look at the positives. You know, obviously any game time playing is helps your development, and you know, I'll take a lot away from that. If we would have won, there would have been.
For you personally, it's been a long road back to Green Bay over the last year and a half. Do you get any personal satisfaction, the result notwithstanding, but do you get any personal satisfaction from having played well again?
I don't know. It feels good to have some success for sure. But I've said it all along, wherever I was, you know, whatever the situation was, whoever was counting me out, doing whatever. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people say about me. They can say whatever they want. I know what I can do. And I know that my best football is in front of me. And I'm not trying to prove anybody wrong. I'm not trying to do anything like that. I know my confidence level.
You think he made a good case for being a starter on Thursday?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to go out there and beat anybody out or do anything. I was just trying to help us win.
Two more questions from Matt.
And we didn't win, so I don't know.
I'm sorry if you've been asked, but how weird are you feeling is it to have a tie?
Yeah, I think everybody in here would say that feels like a loss. Didn't get it done. We needed a win. I think everybody knows that. But this thing isn't over. You know, this is a tough team. This is too talented of a team, too good of a team to be where we're at right now. And we just have to get on a roll, get on a run here, and let the chips fall.
Thank you.
What was the conversation with Scott before going?
With Scott?
Yeah, with Scott, yeah. You guys were warming up on the sideline.
Yeah. He just, you know, came up to me and said, go get him, good luck. And he was, you know, one of the first people to talk to me every time I came off on the field. So got a lot of respect for Scott. He has played, you know, very well under some adverse conditions for him. So he's got a lot of respect for him, and he's a good guy to, you know, have on that sideline.